Well, good morning. Just a little special effects up here. Don't mind that guitar there. But we are so glad you are here joining us in person and online. Those of you joining us online, so glad to have you here today with us at Rock Point as we are still in Colossians, but wrapping up our summer book study through the book of Colossians. So if you do have your Bible or if you want to turn in the app and join with us this morning, we'll be in Colossians 4, verses 2 through 6. So you can turn there now and join us as we continue and finish out Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, really talking to those in the Colossians, talking to them, helping them, structuring them, giving them hope, prayerful consideration, giving them guidelines, helping them understand once again how to be a church that's unified for Christ. And so in this final basic further instructions, we're going to look this morning at what he talks about really in the prayer life, and then as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, how we go out amongst this world and interact with the unchurched, those that are unbelievers. And so it's great passages here. It may be a short passage, but it's jam-packed, filled with knowledge, letting us understand and know that prayer is important. Prayer matters. But then also understanding, knowing that we have to put the feet to work. We've got to go out and tell others. We've got to go out and have conversation with others. And so as I was looking at this week, for some reason, Living on a Prayer kept coming to my mind. And so today's title is Living on a Prayer. Has nothing to do with the lyrics of an 80s hair band, but I'm going to make it biblical this morning. And when I say living on a prayer, not just for ourselves, but with the unchurched, with going out with the Great Commission and telling those that don't yet know, with prayerful consideration, with understanding that God's got to control everything. Me going out and doing it, it's not about that. I'm going to mess it up. I know me. I'll be talking about the gospel, and all of a sudden, then I want to talk about how the cloud looked like Snoopy for a minute, so I know that I've got to give prayerful consideration when I'm going out and my life resembles that of a Christian follower and that I'm talking about the gospel and that I am grounded firmly and understand it. So I know that I'm directing them to the cross, to the ultimate person that gave his life for us, that saves us, that redeems us, that gives us everlasting life, an eternity. Something bigger and better than we can ever think of here on earth. Eternity. Eternity with our maker, our creator. Something that's bigger than the coolest gadget that comes out on earth. Eternity with our creator. And so as we dive into this living on a prayer, I want to pray, and then we'll dive into the verses here in chapter 4. Father God, Lord, I pray that you just grab hold of us, and we understand this Christian living more today. Lord, that you build us up, lift us up, encourage us, mold us, shape us. Grab hold of the deepest, darkest places that we just tend to hold on to and say, I can do this, or maybe I'm okay. Father God, we want to be awesome, and we can give that over to you. And so, Lord, I pray this morning as we dive into your word, your living document, that you breathe this life-giving air into us. Lord, that you take our hearts, you take our bodies, and use them up to the glory and honor that you deserve. Lord, guide our time together. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. So as we look into, as I said, chapter 4, verses 2 through 6, they read this way. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. There's beautiful wording here. Beautiful challenge. If you want to take that approach, he commands Colossians to be devoted to prayer and to conduct themselves appropriately. See, we had talked about earlier, if you were joining us here or online, that this church had gotten into some other idealistic thoughts, things that they think they needed to do, things they needed to have, trying to implement more than just the Bible to become this quote-unquote best Christian, trying to wear the right attire, the I Love Jesus shirts, I'm doing more, right? Look at all these great works. So he's trying to say here, like, conduct yourselves appropriately. There's this external influence that you're going to have. There's this external influence that you're also going to face. So the world and the devil, the evil one, does not want success to happen. So we're never promised this easy road as a Christian, like, I'm just going to skip down this golden brick road and everything's going to be fine. Although there is that moment when that high hits you and you're like, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, and you're shouting it from the rooftops and mountaintops and we're running around. Nothing could affect us. Nothing could come in our way. We are warriors. We are strong. We can have that every single day. If you've heard before, I've said that becoming a Christian is not this one-time experience. It's a life lived out that glorifies and honors God. And how do we do that? With prayerful consideration. Stay alert, the text tells us in verse 2. Stay alert, stay awake. Mental attitude and watch what's going on. Be careful, be aware. Know that these temptations and these other things of the world are going to come at you. They're going to come strong, they're going to come hard. They're going to want to detour you from the road that you're on, from that Christ-centered, eye on the ball, biblical living. So, prayerful consideration. Stay in prayer. Prayer. I knew a bunch of just, as I would say back in those days, I'd say prayer warriors. But they were just beautiful people that could pray. I don't know if you've ever got to experience that, being in the room with someone. I've been with a few. I've known and been around in some groups where there's these men and women that just prayed beautifully. Prayed where there's moments where I'm opening my eyes going like, were we up? Like, did we just? That was different. Prayers that my heart, like, you couldn't go away from there feeling flushed of the world and filled with the joy of Christ. And I always just kind of kept telling myself, like, man, one day I want to be like that. One day I want to have that kind of prayer life. And I just kept saying it. I just kept saying for so many years, I just want to have that prayer life. Oh, they pray so well. There's this man, he'd finish, amen, amen, amen. And I'm just like, man, this felt like a rally cry. We're geared up. Who's fired up now? Let's go. And yet I still continued. I just want to prayerfully consider to have that kind of prayer life sometime. But then put no feet to it. Put no action to it. Put no study. Put no education. Put no FaceTime in where I could learn and understand that the best. No real prayer time. Intentional solitude by myself, time with my Lord, to say, I want this prayer life. I want to, when I pray, I want to know that I'm talking to you, God. Because I know at this moment I can understand and I can be aware and I can be ready for everything that's going to come at me this next day, this next hour, this next minute, the thoughts that will try to penetrate my head, the things that will try to crush my heart. Those that will try to break my spirit. Nice, shiny, awesome things that will try to distract my eyes with, ooh, ah, I need that. And instead, we have this beautiful living document that breathes words of new life into us. And we can sit and we can pray. And as we call ourselves Christians, we should be in prayer, asking God, what's next? What do I do? How do I handle? Where do I go? Should I be cautious? Lord, protect me today. The enemy is out there. In verse 3, the second part, we see the first of these doors. He's asking for prayer for himself. Listen to it as he says, as I'm in chains right now, he's in prison. And Paul says, this doesn't stop me. I am still going to preach his word. I will get it out through paper, through word, through people. I'm not done. These chains, this arrest, this prison cannot stop God. See, there's many people, I was reflecting this last week, really heartbreaking stuff, seeing that what's going on in the Middle East and things that are happening. And I'm not using this time for a political platform, but I want to say there are some Christians being martyred and going out there and doing real work for God. We need to stop for a moment, look at our lives and say, is our life real tough right now? Am I giving everything I have that the evil one is coming so hard after me that every day seems like I'm being pounded and hit and knocked down because I'm in that much in the Word, because I'm that prayerfully considerate to what God wants for me that day? Folks, we've got to stop. We've got to open our eyes, and we have to fall to our knees on a bedside, wherever it is. It's my birthday today. I'm getting older, so it's not just easy to drop down and prayerfully consider. I've got to ease down. But guess what? I'm getting down on my knees, and I'm praying, and I'm asking God and saying, God, I need help. I need to know. What are the words to say? How do I lead? How do I help? How do I become adaptive to this world around me so I know the words to say to the people that I encounter that day? Your word matters that much. Paul is saying, pray for us. Church, we can pray for each other every single day. You hear us in these announcements saying there's a prayer section on these connection cards. I don't say that to just every week, every Sunday, have something to say about a prayer request. If you've got a prayer request, know that our staff, that we've got people in this church, they want to pray for you. They want to get down on their knees. They want to spend some solitude and some alone time with God to pray for you. That's the kind of church we have. That's the kind of church I want to be a part of. Prayer, it matters. Imagine that we're all collectively praying and this loud voice is heard by our glorious Lord. But we're taking intentional steps to say, I am going to pray for so-and-so because I want to see the gospel message spread. I'm praying for this group because I want to see it grow and I want to see God take hold, mold, shape, and do great things with them. Paul's asking not just to stay in prayer, but he's asking, pray for me. Look, don't worry about these chains. Don't worry about this room. Don't worry about this prison. Pray that I can continue to deliver God's gospel effectively and boldly. It's time to step back, look at our lives. What's hesitating us? Simply not going and sharing the word. Let's go back and spending considerate, devoted time in prayer. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Devoted. God calls us to this. Paul is instructing the Colossians. This is this prayer time that you should have. These are these opportunities that you have to spend time with our Creator. Who doesn't want to spend time with Him? You see, we have this prayer life, and as I said before, this devoted prayer life, it helps teach us how to talk to God about people. But then in turn, how to talk to people about God. See, it's twofold. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I don't know who I'm going to come across today. I don't know the individual. I don't know their culture. I don't know their language they speak. I don't know where their history is from. And none of it matters because we're all made in the image of Christ. But God, help me talk to them. But then how to talk to people. Hey, God, one more thing. I don't really have the words to say. I'm not real sure about this, but I bet you do. Hey, listen, I know how much we can flip to social media, flip to a channel, flip to a podcast, flip to any and everything that we can talk to our friends about that day and stand on our soapbox. Why not flip this open and stand on the solid ground of Christ and have a true, meaningful voice? A voice that is bold and that honors God. A voice that says, God, help me understand and how to talk to this person. But Lord, help me understand people. It's 2021. It's not the 1800s. It's not 1900s. It's not 2020. It's even different from then. Going through pandemics, going through different socioeconomics, going through political climates that are ever changing. We must stay engaged with God's word to understand how to take the gospel out fully and effectively. But to do this effectively, though, we must be still and listen. Listen, a lot of times we want to go and we start praying and we've got Christian music going on and we're driving in our car and we're yelling at traffic and we're having road rage and we spilled our coffee a little bit, but we haven't had enough coffee and Lord, just get me to the job. That's not what I'm talking about. Though if you need it, by all means, please give prayerful consideration, because the employees don't want that version that's coming to work right now. I'm talking about spending a time, finding a place. For me, it's going out into the country. It's going into a nature walk and seeing the beautiful, wonderful creation that God created. The plants, the trees, the air that blows, the sunshine, the flowers, the different types of everything that is living. To hear those sounds and know that God created them, and to just get close and be still and know my Lord. To be still and be quiet, because what I have to say is not as important as what my Lord has to tell me. And I want to know and I want to understand it. Because then as we take on prayerful consideration, devoted prayer, meaningful, intentional time spent talking with our God, we have that great commission to then go and tell others. There's the second part, as Paul is talking about. Prayerful consideration. Be still, be quiet. Know that I am Lord. Understand and know how to go out and do this. Now go out and do this. See, call the Colossians to devoted prayer. He gives these last instructions to this Christian living. How do we live amongst those that are unchurched? You heard me last week talking about you get that one time for that first impression. Your life matters as a Christian every hour, every minute, every second of your day. God has a moment to tell, to reclaim someone's life with your testimony. The way you're living, the way you're carrying yourself as a Christian has a powerful, beautiful impact because God is at work and you are simply just being the vessel and allowing it. With a joyful, cheerful, proud heart, saying all kinds of people need to meet, know, and follow Jesus. So I'm boldly going out and taking this transformational, beautiful hope to them. And thank you, God, for allowing me to do that. There's people out there, they need to hear this, they need to know this. His focus is on this responsibility to the world. Paul prays for these opportunities to preach his gospel. As I told you, chained up still, he's looking for opportunities. He's still wanting to preach God's word. He's still wanting to get the gospel news out there. He's still wanting to say, God can reclaim your life. God can change everything. Though I know what's coming for me, though I'm chained, though I can't move, but my words can have power because I believe Christ is moving through them. These words that are written on paper will have power because I know God's moving through them. There's people that are Christians that are going out there that want to share the gospel message, and they're trekking on foot miles and miles. And I know God's going to use them because they want to walk proudly and deliver that invitational hope that only Jesus can give us. You see, it's not just further instructions. You know, sometimes we take a few words and we're just like, oh, further instructions, final greetings. Not when Paul's writing. Not when you open this book. Take every word as wisdom, as knowledge, as gaining this spiritual maturity as a Christian to walk the way God would want us to walk. Proudly and boldly for Him every second of our day. Every second. Listen, I know there's hiccups and stuff that come along the way, but with spiritual maturity, those things pass. They go away. They subdue to this maturity that Christ has built us up with. Allows us to walk strong and tall because we know God is in control, not myself. That's when I start to stumble and fall. Paul says in verses 5 through 6, making the most of what's to come. Making the most. Are you making the most of every moment of your life? The opportunity to tell someone about Christ, the opportunity to talk to your spouse, your loved ones, your kids, your family, co-workers. Are you making the most of every moment that you have to conduct ourselves with wisdom and that toward the outside world? Wisdom that they don't know. They don't have the knowledge or understanding of this Bible yet. To say the right things, to know, prayerfully considered, and taking the wisdom because we're deep diving. We're engulfing ourselves in this world that is on fire. We can stay calm and peaceful because we are grounded in this Bible. We're grounded in God's Word. Paul commanded them to go out. He explains they should have their conversation seasoned. Seasons meaning we're spending enough time in here that we know how to talk about this. Not seasoned of saying, like, if you look up Luke 1:2, it'll help you. What does it say? You just have to look it up. But why? Because it's really good. What are you telling me? No, God wants you to know this, to live it, so that when someone says, hey, I've noticed something different in your life. I'm really struggling here. And all of a sudden you realize this isn't just a minor thing. This is a real pain. This is a real struggle. This is life-changing. This is brokenness at its worst. But you've spent enough time and prepared yourself because God is building up this vessel to use mightily. And as you open your mouth, the words of Christ come out. And his power takes over and starts transforming this person's life. We must become wise. We must understand this Bible. So if we're going to talk to someone, we know what we're talking about. We know what we're saying to them. We have the words that they need. And then sometimes if it's so tough, you know what? It's okay to say, you know, I'm not sure about that, but let me ask someone. Don't start making up hesitations 5. In the very back, that we're just trying to quote parts of Matthew, Luke, Exodus, and Genesis to them, and they're going like, never mind, I'm not sure that I wanted to become a Christian. I have no idea what they just said. It's okay to say, I'm not sure, let me find out. Approach another brother and sister and understand, talk it through, so that you can bring God power, transformational power back to them. Not just some words that I want to use. As Christians, we're called to live out the gospel by our actions and our words. Our actions and our words. This is how we live out the gospel. Everything we do matters. It matters because so that when we do meet and interact with a non-believer or someone that doesn't go to church, we should act with grace. And wisdom. Jesus showed us so much mercy taking our place on the cross. Listen, a little grace, a little time spent, a little focus on someone else and not ourselves will speak volumes. God will use those moments to do big, mighty, and powerful things. See, prayer is not just this emotional experience, it's but a duty. It's for us to do. Daily, on a constant basis, in prayer, one needs to be still and listen and come to know God. When we know God, we can speak of Him. Addressing the marks and devotion of being watchful and thankful, this letter, as Paul is writing, the Colossians is instructing the church how to pray and apply oneself wholeheartedly. Your whole life. How to live that out. Prayer should be made in faith with thanksgiving. The prayer that Christ taught his disciples, known as the Lord's Prayer. And we had a sermon on that, breaking down the Lord's Prayer. What a powerful prayer that is. It's a model to guide his followers concerning proper disciplines and goals of prayer. If you need to understand that, look it up. Dive in here. Then Christians are urged to live out the gospel by their actions and their words. Go and tell others. Go and live as Christ did, so that we communicate effectively for those to know Christ, teaching on acting wisely and being opportunistic with those outside the faith. We need to understand with prayerful consideration how to interact. And those moments are going to come. Those moments are going to come. As a Christian, those moments will come, and you have a beautiful opportunity to honor and glorify God with your life. Be ready. Be watchful. Be prepared. Communication should always be gracious and truthful. We need to learn to speak appropriately and sensitively. Listen, I learned a long time ago, talking to people, everybody's made differently. With my son and daughter, I learned, and it took a lot of learning, that I can approach my daughter in a certain way, but I have to approach my son in a very different way. I have to communicate differently. It may be the same thought, the idea, but they're different creations of Christ. And I need to have the sensitivity and understanding, knowing who I'm approaching and how should I talk with them. Graciously approaching them, not selfishly for me, but wholeheartedly for them. You see, when you start thinking about in that terms of who am I going to talk with, it takes that attention focus off, okay, I'm going to say this and I'm going to do this. Don't worry about that. Let God talk. What you need to know is who you're going to. What is the hurt? What is the pain? And be intentionally listening to everything that they say. What we intend to say and what others hear us saying are not always the same thing. So as I said, be ready, prayerfully considered, preparing yourself, putting on the armor of God to go out and speak truth, an honest truth, godly truth to them. I would say pray that God will help you clearly communicate the gospel. Pray that God will clearly help you communicate the gospel. What a powerful thing that we could have. What a great and one only thing that we need. So all these other resources and stuff out there, don't worry about that. Dive deep into God's word. Be in constant, devoted prayer. Be on guard, be watchful, and be filled with wisdom from Christ to know the situation and know the person that you're talking to that day. You see, as I said, it wasn't further instructions and final greetings. It's a powerful, bold statement, how to live as a Christian. You know, it wasn't just a sincerely yours, Paul. XOXO, hugs and kisses. In love. He's saying, as I am chained to this wall, nothing's going to stop me. So as you freely live as a Christian out there, don't let anything stop you. Prayerfully consider God taking hold of your whole life and communicating the gospel to its fullest. Will you pray with me? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm so thankful for you. Thankful for everything that, Lord, that honestly that you allow us to do, allow us to be a part of. Lord, all the beautiful moments that we get to have with individuals, beautiful moments that we get to have one-on-one with you. And Lord, I don't know where we are today, but I know this world is not going to stop with chaos and destruction and with hurt and with damage and with trying to gain our eye on something else. But what I do know is that you sent your son to die on a cross for us. And we live in a country that we can freely go out and tell others in this broken world about this promise of eternity. Spent with a creator that loves us so much that he sent his own one and only son to die for us. Sent his son to die for us, sent the Holy Spirit to dwell within us so that we never lose connection with him. Lord, it's not about sitting in these four walls and singing some songs and opening up God's word. But it's about giving prayerful consideration to it. How does it change our lives? The words of these songs, the words that come out of that living hope that we have to read and open, can transform our lives so that when we go out, those that are broken and lost and damaged and worried and weary can be saved, redeemed, reclaimed, reborn, renewed. Oh, Father God, set our hearts on fire today for you. As Paul's heart was set on fire, even chained to a wall, Lord, may we boldly go out freely, walking with our heads held high, asking and inviting someone to know Christ this week. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you that we get to sing to you. We get to pray to you. We get to hear from you. Lord, continue to guide our time now. May we reflect in this moment with you. It's your name that I pray. Amen.